Colin heard the loud clop-clop of hurried footsteps and the clanking of metal. Then a group of six or seven young men barreled into view. They were dressed in gold-belted tunics with scabbards at their waists and helmets adorned with feathers on their heads. Their swords were drawn. "Search every house," shouted one of the men. When the men were out of earshot, Ms. Tolly rose to her feet. "Those were soldiers," she said. "Sent by the Pharaoh, most likely."
"Wow, this is cool," said Nick. "I heard what that guy said. Does that mean I can understand hieroglyphics?"
I cannot believe I'm hearing this," said Gilly. "Hieroglyphics is not a language. It's a system of writing. I thought you guys just did a project on ancient Egypt."
"Once here, you acquire all the tools to function during the selected era," Ms. Tolly said formally.
"Tools like language, clothes."
What else were they going to need?